FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Hello, friends. 11:06 our time. I'm John Potter, live and local. Phone lines open 884-9910. In Carson City is our producer, Craig, the smart one, who will pop in here and there.
Here.
There you are. Yeah.
And there.
Boy, you folks, if you missed that first half hour,
it was
the show,
a great
Radio
segment.
Radio Gold. It's really going to go down in the annals of Reno broadcasting history. And I'm so sorry if you missed it, that first half hour. I better shut up about it because people are now going to go to that podcast version and listen to that disaster.
I'm hiding it.
Oh, good. Are you really? Oh, good man. I love that. That was shameful. Local news, that's what we do here. New state unemployment numbers came out today from the U.S. Department of Labor. Nevada's unemployment rate went up. There were 2,853 new jobless claims in our state last week. That's an increase of 98 from the week before, but in the overall U.S., unemployment claims went down to 202,000. That's 1,000 less than the week before. And I'm sure the White House is going to be celebrating that fact. Unemployment claims went down to, oh, we should be happy about this, 202,000 unemployment claims in the month. That's all, folks. That's
now,
all.
If Jerry was listening to our first half hour, Nevada's unemployment claim would go up by two, me and you.
Oh, good. He's such a funny guy, isn't he? But yeah, they'll want to celebrate 202,000 people filing for unemployment in just 1 week in this country. Oh, that's a good sign. Just like the gas prices that are $5 something getting down to $4.50. That's good news. We remember, don't we?
Yeah, I was happy the other day when I went to Costco and I got it for $3.62.
Did you really?
Yeah. But remember, the only Costco in Northern Nevada that sells diesel is the Sparks one. So you are out of luck.
Yeah, I'm not interested unless we talk diesel. You're right. Local home prices just went up again. Where are Reno home prices now? Well, the group Sierra Nevada Realtors just came out with data from December 2023 numbers, and according to that, Reno area home prices went up again. The median home price here is again over $600,000 median, like average. Two factors, the continuing shortage of homes available for sale, keeping up the supply and demand imbalance. And number two, the interest rate dropping. Even though it's been a very slow, gradual drop, it's no bargain still with these interest rates where they are for mortgages. Here's the thing, people are still moving here in droves. Lucky us. The median home price now in Reno is $610,000. That is up from $585,000 the month before. For all of Washoe County, which includes Reno and Sparks, the median price for an existing single-family home is $565,500. And these two stories, the unemployment and the home prices, again show that the number one issue in the upcoming election is the economy, which it almost always is lately for good reason. But the White House doesn't talk much about the economy. As a matter of fact, they stopped using, the rule came down, we're not to say the word Bidenomics anymore. The White House has banned it. And on the TV news or in the papers, they don't talk about the economy as much as they should. And I get suspicious of these little stories that pop up. They make a very big deal and too much time, I think, of things going on in other countries. A very big deal of storms in the Midwest, an average thing that happens every winter. This takes up all the news time, not so much the economy and what we are all struggling with prices and inflation. Okay, I'll get off my podium. But who is going to bring back the middle class and our financial security? Who is finally going to end the inflation that the government's outrageous spending has caused. Since Biden has been president, the value of our dollar has shrunk, the price of our essentials has risen, and the difficulty of our lives has increased because a presidential administration played fast and loose with the economic rules and the working people got bit on the butt. And so we sit counting our dollars and sometimes cursing our fates when the bills come. There was a second avalanche at a Tahoe ski resort. It was on Thursday, a little after noon at Alpine Meadows. Nobody was hurt in this avalanche. The first one on Wednesday killed a 66-year-old man at Palisades Tahoe, the former Squaw Valley. Palisades and Alpine are two different ski resorts, but they are in the same area, and they are connected to each other by a chairlift. They're both on the western side of the lake. The death on Wednesday was the first U.S. avalanche death of the season. There was another avalanche death in Idaho Thursday, both instances triggered by the massive dumping of snow over the Mountain West on Wednesday. On the local news, we all saw that dramatic video of skiers and crew at Palisades Tahoe desperately trying to dig out somebody buried by the avalanche with their hands. And when I see these videos of a desperate rescue, I usually wonder why somebody is standing there recording it. But I don't know enough about how this recording came to be, and I'm not accusing somebody in this case. The person recording this may not have known that this was a tragic situation and was recording just everybody digging. Or I don't know this, but when I see other cases of people recording something and standing there when they could be used as help, it's pretty upsetting. But God bless the passerby who dropped their skis and went all in trying to save others. And by the way, ski resorts are expecting over a foot of snow from today's oncoming storm. Skiers and drivers, too. Just be careful out there. This may be weird to say because of what we have on the ground, but this is dry January. This is caught on, where every January, those who drink alcoholic beverages take a break from that and they abstain for the whole month, mainly for health reasons or like losing weight. And I think it's a good idea, good thing for many people. I used to be a habitual drinker, not really anymore at all. And as for why January for not drinking, it's because it comes right after what is said to be the biggest drinking month of the year, December. Can't hurt, right? You sleep better. You're a better husband. There are some good positives. But some people I know, dry January, that means they're only going to drink Zinfandel. Just Zinfandel and dry January to each their own. The Bidens, okay, Fox News that we just heard have the story that from the Hunter Biden camp, they have agreed to actually come in and testify to that committee in Congress. That's what they say. I mean, Hunter Biden made that surprise 10-minute appearance at Congress this week. You probably saw the video because it was rambunctious and all. It made good TV, so they've been playing it a lot. Congress was addressing the contempt charges against him for refusing to testify to their committee, considering a censure. And again, this whole thing arises out of him refusing to show up and testifying. Back then, he stood in front of the Capitol, he talked to reporters, he blew off the hearing, and he took off. But this week he shows up in the visitor's gallery at the committee, all lawyered up, so he didn't say a word. He just gave this steely, threatening stare at senators, the look at me, how angry I am at this injustice stare, hoping to intimidate them, and it didn't. And there were some very caustic, abrasive things said in return, and he stood up, and he and his entourage boldly walked out of the room, and down the hall he goes. Cameras just all around him, if you haven't seen it. Republicans called it a purposely disruptive stunt, like he's sort of taunting these lawmakers. They certainly have a point there. And Hunter came off as a jerk, but I am not the most cultured or refined man. I can be quite brash and outspoken. I'm a Republican. But as I watched Nancy Mace of South Carolina and Marjorie Taylor Greene shout at Hunter Biden, Nancy Mace goes, "Oh, this is what she first said." She goes, "Who bribed Hunter Biden to be here?" Which I thought that was a good line. But then as Hunter is there in the gallery, she starts yelling at him from up there where they sit. And she yells, "You are the epitome of white privilege coming into this oversight committee." I mean, spitting in our face, she said, ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of? You have no balls to come up here. Oh, my gosh, she said balls. The Congress lady said balls. Okay. And at least the women stood for something that the men don't seem to be doing. But seriously, Mace talking about his balls, I was embarrassed and disappointed. That's not how members of Congress should act. And I don't want children to see that. I see it as just another example of society's general lack of manners and politeness. Although if Trump were to blatantly snub a subpoena, he would have just been hunted down and arrested in front of a mortified press, right? The moral is that there is no difference between the hunted and the hunter, right? But there was Hunter entertaining reporters in the hallway about how mistreated he is. It's a crazy kind of arrogance and audacity, isn't it? It's a crazy kind of arrogance and audacity. There's no doubt about that. I don't know. What's your take? 884-9910, if it hasn't already been talked out on all the talk shows already. On the other hand, I think we've had enough of government favoritism and corruption. When are people going to be held accountable? There was a story out this week about Hunter's art, which there were not actual people buying this art, not very many. It's not like you go to a gallery and, you know, "I want the Hunter Biden." His art did not sell until his father became president, and then it started selling to prominent Democrat donors who paid very large amounts of money for a Hunter Biden painting. There you go. And a lot of Hunter art was bought by this one wealthy lawyer fellow who also tends to pay all of Hunter Biden's bills. So you have all this Democrat donors, they're paying wildly high prices for this crap art from Hunter. Maybe they see a genius artist in these paintings, or is it a way for these donors to buy off the president's son for whatever reason? What do you think? But again, the point is, I was embarrassed to have children see the conduct of the Republican members of that committee on Wednesday, specifically Congresswoman Mace, who I'm sure I agree with on most every issue, who is probably making her votes the right way. But the old simple principle Dad taught me rings true. You can't do the right thing the wrong way. And if I'm just a regular person who's watching the news and I hear a member of Congress shouting, "You have no balls," at a man who's sitting there quietly and not being disruptive, I think that is going to look bad. And it's going to look bad because it is bad. And not everything in life ought to be acting up to get on Fox News Channel. And people might say, "Oh, you're a rhino, John. You're a rhino." I say to them, I've been a Republican fighting the get the other side of the story on the air type of person since before some of you were born. And I appreciate some of the fine folks out there who are leading the conservative cause. But there are times when we Republicans are our own worst enemies. And the first thing we need to convince those people who don't share our political views is that we're not freaking monsters, right? That we're not like crazy raving idiots. And again, stuff like this, I'll agree with Congresswoman Mace on issues. And I'm going to continue to believe that Hunter Biden is criminally corrupt and selling influence to his father, the president. And I think his dad is criminally corrupt as well. I think it's right to criminally charge Hunter for ignoring that subpoena. But when you don't act with class and dignity, then you can't expect respect from the people. And again, at times I'm crude. I say things like that. But I'm not a member of Congress conducting the business of the United States. Okay, I'll shut up now. Let me know what you think. 884-9910. And speaking of not Hunter, but his dad, can I make just one more late comment to add to all the others I made last Saturday about Biden's January 6th speech at Valley Forge? If you think about it, Valley Forge, folks, is really not the best place to go to speak against insurrectionists, right? That's all. 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Yeah, give us a call. Good to hear from you. 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk. We'll be back in a few minutes. FM News Talk time is 11:22.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk. True.
John Potter, live and local, 884-9910. Let's update you on the roads at the moment. Some changes here. 80 westbound, Truckee to Colfax, chains or four-wheel drive with snow tires required. Again, 80 westbound from Truckee to Colfax. Now, it used to be longer, so they shortened it a bit there. Route 89, Tahoe City to South Lake Tahoe. As you go along the lake on the west side, you'll need chains or snow tires. That's 89, Tahoe City to South Lake Tahoe. Highway 50, South Lake Tahoe, all the way to just before Pollock Pines. You will need chains or four-wheel drive with snow tires. Route 88, and I'm looking at this going through Kirkwood, and that's quite a ways here. That's kind of a long way, going from Markleyville past Kirkwood. And you go all the way into California, and you get pretty close to Buckhorn right there. Again, chains required or snow tires at the moment, or not just snow tires, but vehicles with four-wheel drive and snow tires on the roads. We still have the wind set up over there over Washoe Valley, and that means no vehicles over 9 feet permitted going on 580 South through Washoe Valley at the moment, and this is starting from the Mount Rose Highway and pretty much getting close or just halfway up to the Washoe Lake area there. So very windy there still as we're awaiting the next storm to come in. We'll see what happens. And if you have things that you observe out there that how are the roads melting? Are they melting fast enough? You know, that's the city of Reno's plan for snow removal. The sun. 8849. But really, you know, it's a combination of things. And it's also driver habits have changed. So have vehicles changed. And as I said, the commutes are a lot longer. So there's going to be more griping about things like that. But honestly, major roads not plowed at all week long. And I have quite the list of major roads that have been neglected in this case. Some areas, they did a great job. Geiger Grade. I hear a lot of compliments about Geiger Grade. Carson City was good, except Carson Street going from downtown down south was a little iffy. Everywhere in Reno, we still have snow and little icebergs on the roads at the moment. I kind of worry about the potholes that this is going to create in the near future, but anyway, that's important news on a Saturday.
Yeah, one thing that we have to remember is you may see that little iceberg in the road. One of your and my mutual friends last year hit one of those, and his car was in the shop for 3 weeks while they had to fix it because it broke the front of his car.
Oh, yeah. And they are solid ice. Made the ridiculous decision to bike to work only because I looked out the window of my house this morning when I got up at 5. I'm an early riser, and I saw this strip of pavement on my street where I live. And it's not a big street, folks. It's a little neighborhood street. And I thought, well, if this strip of pavement is there, certainly the major roads in Reno would be a lot better, right? I don't know why I have that strip. I think it gets more sun than other streets. But my gosh, Plum? A major street like Plum? Not plowed? So I was halfway to the station on my bike regretting my decision. Had three close calls. Almost fell because there are not many concrete areas with no snow on those streets, even the big ones. 884, number to call, and let us know what you see. We're going to break for Fox News and talk about the snow and the roads or anything else you want to talk about. 884-9910. I'll be back in a few minutes. I promise not to suck. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1130.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Yeah, that's true. Sean Potter, live and local, 884-9910 at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Let's go, those phones. Be good to talk to y'all if you call in. We have Les in South Lake Tahoe. Always grateful to take your call. Thank you, Les. What's up?
Hey, John. I'm calling about this is a California call, but there's a petition going around in California from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association to repeal what is called the Prop 19 that got passed, I think, the last election. And what that is when you die and you want to pass your real estate on, they come in and reassess it. And it was actually, I believe, pretty much passed or lobbied against by the Realtors Association in California. But anyhow, that if you go to Howard Jarvis, no, you don't. You go to repealthedeathtax.com, and in the middle of that webpage, you'll see a button to push for that. You can print out the, what do they call them, petition, sign it, and send it in. And there's not a bunch of time left on this.
Gosh, I haven't heard about this, Les, but
well,
good to
I
know for California listeners out there. Yeah,
I hadn't heard about it either, and I actually talked to the gal from Howard Jarvis yesterday, and she said that it was on radio stations in California. It's like, well, how's anybody going to know that, you know, unless you're listening to that station? But anyhow, it's really, it's something important to send a petition in if you're a California resident. It's not a Republican Democrat thing. It's just a,
sure. I appreciate the call and letting people know about this, Les.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Very important petition for sure. Joe is calling from Reno.
Sure.
Also something to do. We are in primary season right now, so Joe is calling about the caucus. Turn your radio. Yeah, turn your radio down there, Joe. And there you go. That's right. What's your question, Joe, about the caucus?
Yes, sir, John. I want to just ask you, as a truck driver and a retired guy, now I'm 76 years old, I've never caucused, as you guys all talk about it. How do I even vote? Am I going to vote by going to a regular voting precinct? Am I going to get something in the mail? What? How am I going to vote? I don't understand any of it.
The party just you'd have to Google Republican, whatever county you're in, and find out what location your area is having a caucus, and it's just a walk in, sign up. And it's conversations among people, and somebody ends up with a majority of the votes. And, of course, there's really no question that Trump is going to carry Nevada. I don't think there's, if you're voting for him, I don't think there's really any chance of his missing out on getting the delegates through the caucus. But that's how the delegates are going to be assigned in the Republican Party, is through the caucus.
Yeah. What they, Joe, from what my past experience with the caucus has been, is there'll be several groups around the room that will be have people like Trump's side, or you know, whoever they want their candidate to be. They'll all congregate in one side, and then other people will go around and try and poach people from the Trump side and say, well, Nikki Haley's going to do this. Well, Nikki's not in the caucus, so she's, you know, she won't even be there. She won't even be on the ballot for the in-house ballot for the caucus. And then by the end of the night, it starts at 5 o'clock. They start at 5 o'clock and go till 8 o'clock. And by 8 o'clock, they hope to have a majority for one candidate or another, which John said looks like it will be just by going by what I've heard from other people, it will be Trump.
Let me ask you this real quick. Excuse me, interrupting. Okay, so for instance, my precinct over here, I'm an old Northwest. It's over here by Archie Clayton Junior High, and sometimes it's at Mamie Tolls. So you mean to tell me I'm going to go in, if that's the place when I call Washoe County, where's the caucus going to be? When I show up there, is there going to be like 8,000 people in there?
Here's the deal. The caucus for your county, unless it's too far spread, the last caucus I worked was for the Republican side was held at the Reno Event Center downtown. There was one location downtown at the Reno Event Center. They had, I think we had 75 tables of eight set up over there. And that was where, you know, people went around and you had people trying to get you to come over to this person's table or this person's table. And, you know, they always had a representative, or not, I won't say always, but 90% of the candidates had a representative from their campaign there trying to pull you over. And at the, they would take straw polls, basically standing polls, you know, everybody who wants so-and-so stand, and then they'd do a look. And then I think toward the end of the night, they actually went to a paper ballot, which was like, you know, I can't confirm or deny this right now, but at that time they did a little paper ballot where they picked, you know, where you put down on who your name, who it was, and they did had some people doing a quick count.
Okay, so, and that's all going to be done, you say, between 5 and 8 o'clock?
I believe the caucuses in Nevada are all scheduled at their locations between 5 and 8 p.m., to 8 p.m.
So, and for me to call Washoe County Voter Registrar's Office or what?
Yeah, no, the committee. No, you call the committee's office. So the Washoe County Republican Party,
right?
You can talk to anybody that answers. We had Susan on earlier from Carson City. And they're manning their office. So, yeah, you called the Republican Party office themselves.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, you guys. I really, really appreciate this.
Sure, Joe. And I'm like you, Joe. I really miss just going in and just voting on primary day. But the state Republican Party, they wanted to do this caucus, and they even sued to stop the Republican primary, state primary vote. And it's a silly waste of time to vote in the Republican primary because they won't award delegates from those votes. So I'm really kind of curious to see how many people actually go and go through this motion.
And DeSantis and Nikki Haley won't be represented at the caucus because they're on the primary on the 6th.
And you can vote for Mike Pence on the primary.
Joe. Okay, hang on. One more thing, real quick. So, what are the Democrats going to do? I mean, what are they going to? How are they going to do their?
They do. They're on. They're strictly primary. Washoe County has already sent out the mail-in ballots to their to the registered Dems, and that people are already returning those because I think those started arriving yesterday or the day before. Yep.
Ballots have the location.
They're just doing a straight primary, and they I think have 14 candidates on their primary, and the last candidate on the bottom is none of the above.
They'll make sure that Biden wins. This is they talk about Republicans controlling things with Trump. Democrats are doing the same thing with Biden, just like they did with Hillary over Bernie. So it's all controlled. It's kind of sad to see. Joe, we got to go, Joe. Please.
All right, man. Thanks, guys. Thank you very
much. All right, sir. Have a good day. How are the roads, folks? 884-9910. And we'll update you on the roads as they are stands right now with the help from you. If you're observing, I see very slow melting going on and very persistent snow cover over major roads. Still kind of a mess. 884-9910. Back in a few minutes on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. FM News Talk time, 1144.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hello, how's it going? John Potter live and local. Going to update the roads for you. The road conditions have changed. 884-9910, by all means, tell us what you see. I just closed my screen by mistake, but I think we have a call, don't we, Craig?
No, we have me updating some information on the caucuses.
Oh, yeah, go
happening.
Ahead.
Sure. I've received word that you don't have to be there for the whole 3 hours.
Right.
You can come in, do your secret ballot, drop it in the box, and leave. You don't, if you know who you're doing and don't, you're not going to be dissuaded from that person, you can just come in and do that. The hard cutoff time for people coming in to drop their ballot in the box, because they start counting at 7:30, is 7:30. So from the beginning to 7:30 is how long you have to drop your ballot in the box. They will close the boxes off and start counting at that time. Then I believe they're going to announce after that. But there's conflicting reports that Haley is the only one on the ballot for the primary and that DeSantis is in the caucus. Now, the major networks are saying that DeSantis is not in the caucus, that he's only on the primary ballot. I have not seen either, so I do not know 100% for which is actually true. Just know that the major networks, the big four, are saying that he's not on the caucus, he's on the ballot, but there and there. That's all I have.
Stuff.
I know, right? Well, and we're going to be going into this more and more and more as we get closer to our...
State and county Republican offices are just being hammered by phone calls from people on this. I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. And this whole thing is just, what, 3.5 weeks away?
Yeah. The 6th for the Tuesday, the 6th for the primary, and Thursday, the 8th for the caucus.
Okay. Update on the roads. Thank you, Craig. Mount Rose Highway, you need chains or four-wheel drive with snow tires on Mount Rose Highway from just past Montrose to about halfway to Incline Village at the moment. 80 westbound, California. Chains or four-wheel drive with snow tires from Donner Lake to Megra. That's two exits west of Gold Run, so that's a long area. Chains or four-wheel drive with snow tires required there. 89, they took the restrictions off from South Lake Tahoe. No, I'm sorry, those still remain. 89, Tahoe City to South Lake Tahoe, chains or snow tires are required. They did shorten the chains and snow tires required on 89. Now it's from Myers going all the way south, pretty much all the way to the next highway down Hope Valley. So that looks pretty rough. And also Highway 50, we're looking at chains or snow tires required on four-wheel vehicles all the way from Myers to Whitehall. This is all predominantly California roads except for the Mount Rose Highway. We also see chains and or snow tires required, and this is going up toward Pyramid. That's right. Let's see here. Yeah, Pyramid. And also the wind restriction on Washoe Valley, where vehicles over 9 feet tall are prohibited from taking 580 South through Washoe Valley. And, yeah, that's what we have right now because of snow. Is still on the ground. Many main roads, as many of you know, have not been plowed by the city of Reno. Big mystery there. Million-dollar questions. if I could have those phone lines open, Craig, we might get a call on these roads. I appreciate it. Many main roads like South Virginia, Veterans Highway, Longley, they still have snow portions of the roads covered in little pockets of snow. And those were not plowed, apparently. Still snow-packed yesterday morning when I saw them. Arrow Creek, Plum Lane, Arlington, Keystone, Damani Ranch, Mayan, same story. In years past, these roads were plowed by morning after a storm. And why haven't so many roads been cleared? That a lot of wondering. Usually the sun comes out, it melts the snow, but we are stuck in a cold air mass, gradually warming up. But this cold air has been with us for pretty much a week. Anyway, the city was late in clearing the snow, and at this point we just have to wait till it all melts, apparently. The roads are covered in ice. This is hard ice. The snow is frozen to the pavement. The snow plows, it's too late for them. They can't do much with what we have now because they're snow plows and they're not ice scrapers. And since the snow was left frozen for days, the potholes should be pretty brutal in the spring. Elsewhere, from what I saw and heard, a bad road plowing job on McCarran. Good job on Geiger Grade. Carson Street had a bit of snow and ice south of downtown Carson City. But Carson, I think, did a better job than Reno. As for highways, 580 South Carson was well maintained. 395 North to Golden Valley was not. Neither was 80 from Reno West to Gold Ranch and the state line. And east to USA Parkway on 80, although they did finally plow that yesterday afternoon, that stretch. Saturday is also still a busy day, and that's why we're talking up the roads in the snow pretty heavy here. 884-9910 if you have an update. I had some appointments on Thursday and Friday. I had to cancel them. They don't seem to be preparing for today's storm either. It's not going to be as strong as what we saw Wednesday, for sure. But we do have a storm moving in. This one should be mainly rain. I've never heard so many complaints, though, and I've lived here most of my life about snow removal. But there's ice compacted on ice today. We have some, I did hear the city and state snow removal. The NDOT said they had trouble hiring snowplow drivers. Governor Lombardo this week actually appealed to lessen the licenses required to operate snowplows. One minor solution that I guess could be made at that moment. The stories I've heard, though, I mean, some folks could have done better getting to work on horseback. It's been kind of weak. I know somebody who endured 7 hours going from Reno to Fernley yesterday morning. Yet 80 on Donner Pass was bare concrete yesterday morning rush hour. Great job, Caltrans. Going east, NDOT territory, people were driving out of their way through Carson City and Silver Springs on 50 to avoid 80. It's memorable. I've never seen it like this. My wife's car, so low to the ground. We were plowing the street while we drove. Somebody's doing it. And there's another side to consider, you know. I trudged through some very, very big snow winters in the past from the 70s on. And I mean the days when you have the icicles reaching from your roof to the ground, those winters. And I don't remember people complaining and griping about the snow like they do now. And I also believe the drivers were different, you know. They were a little more careful back in the day. But we also used to think that the snow was beautiful and fun. And you drove in it without complaint because, well, you grew up in it and you knew you were living in the Mountain West. It's just part of the deal. Schools were not closed as much as they are now. We had a lot of delays for schools in UNR this week. But back in the day, boy, even though we just had the bias ply tires, and no anti-lock brakes and no automatic traction control back then. And there wasn't really the speeding and the tailgating and the red light running like we have today. And there were more snow trucks back then, a whole lot more. And the roads were sanded and salted much more often back in the 70s and 80s. Some of that has been cut back for environmental reasons. I think City of Reno did that. You know, they're concerned about the salt getting into the water drains and ending up in the lake. NDOT really didn't plow 395. That's what 580 used to be. They didn't plow 395 much back then. And I think because in NDOT's view, there's more traction if there's snow on the highway as opposed to that being plowed and having it turn into an ice rink. Kind of makes sense, I guess. Let's go to the phones. Back to the primaries and caucuses. Bruce, Washoe County Republican Committee. Bruce, I am so glad you called. Welcome, sir.
Hey, happy to have a couple of seconds to
Yeah, you got 2 minutes, my friend.
If I may. Oh, great. Fantastic. First of all, there's an update to the information on our website. The caucus polls will close at 7:30. You have to be in line before 7:30 if you want to vote in the caucus. Nikki Haley is not going to be participating in caucus. She decided to participate in the presidential preference primary, which has no relevance, no meaning. It's just a waste of $5.2 million of your tax dollars. Every one of the candidates had an option to either participate in the caucus or participate in the primary. And if you participate in the primary, you cannot participate in the caucus, and therefore you are not eligible to receive any of the 26 delegates to the national convention from the state of Nevada. I sure wouldn't want to be that candidate sitting around in July scratching her head saying, gee, I wish I'd have paid more attention to Washoe County and to the state of Nevada. Oh, well, here we are.
Bruce, anyway, I'm glad you brought some clarity to the issue, my friend.
Not a problem. WashoeGOP.org. Any questions you might have, all the information you could possibly want is right there.
Thank you, Bruce. Have a great week. Folks, you have a great week, too. I'm John Potter, back with you next Saturday, 9 to noon, on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Love you all. Talk to you then. See ya.